Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here. It's the Winner's Circle finale episode. 2 hours. You got us for 2 hours tonight.
Two.
So we do apologize for the tardiness. We were actually doing our last bit of ads that are going to be in tonight's episode. But yeah, we're here. We're going to crown the next winner of Big Brother tonight on this episode. So thank you for being with us. You could be anywhere, and you're with us, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, so what I just need really quick is for everybody that's in here, just go in and share the live. We're in here. We just had to get a couple things. We had a little bit of technical difficulties leading into it, but we're ready to rock. Share the live. Like the live. It's finale night. We're excited. We're ready to go. So that's I got a question for you, Derek. I don't know. Are you more excited that it's finale, or are you more excited that it's finale over?
It's a long season, and I don't want to be like that person because it's so easy to hop on the trend.
Yeah.
But with everything we have going on, it's a bittersweet night. It's a lot. You know, doing these lives and doing podcasts in general, I think people, until they actually do them, they don't understand how hard they really are.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it than just putting in your earbud and then listening to the episode. There's the production of it. There's adding things. There's talking to advertisers, all this stuff. So it's a lot, but I will say, dude, as always, you're my boy, you're my brother, I love you, and it's fun to get together with you and talk shit and talk about a show that we met on and has changed both of our lives. So
absolutely.
That's, we're very grateful. We're very grateful and very fortunate.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's really nice to get on here, and this season with the lives, it's been really nice to interact with everybody that joins here. And it's brought a much higher appreciation for what we're doing, because it's like when we do it and we record it and then we post it, like Derek was just saying, like our lives are happening. So it's hard for us to check in on all the comments, check in on what people are saying. Now we're doing it, but here it's like, it's hard to miss it. And so it just gave me more of an appreciation for all of you that have been in here day in, day out, every single week. You're not missing it. You're liking it. You're sharing it. You're always supporting. We really appreciate it. And so I really appreciate you guys. So what we saw so far in the start of this episode is we saw Jag and Matt ultimately decide who was going to win the first round of the final HOH. And it was won by Rock, Paper, Scissor. Okay? Rock, paper, scissor. That's what we have come to on this season in the finale. Now, it reminds me a little bit of how you and I were sitting and, like, Victoria dropped, like, we were like, all right, she went down like 10 minutes in. And so we were like, all right, cool. Yeah. So she's not going to be a problem. And then you were trying to bamboozle me. You were trying to bamboozle me into throwing the competition. So I actually, have we ever talked about that? Like, what was going through your head? Like, why were you trying to get me to throw? Like, what was like the rationale there?
It was pretty simple. It was one of those things where I was like, okay, if I can get him to throw it, then I'm guaranteed to be in the final HOH when there's nothing that's guaranteed in this game. You know, people can easily be like, oh, you would have beat Victoria in part two, but you never know. I slip, I mess up, or she gets lucky. I didn't know what the competition was. So I was just trying to guarantee my spot in the final HOH, but I was very confident I was going to beat her based on just that season, but you never know. And I was like, hey, if he's willing to throw it to me, I'll take it and I can just chill the second part. But yeah, you weren't having it and you could have stayed up there all night, clearly. So I was like, you know, but in fairness, and people don't know this, you and I did stay up there after Victoria dropped. What would you say? It's been a long time.
It was over an hour. That was
40 minutes.
That was the tiebreaker in the final HOH. It was over an hour.
And so it was over an hour. We chilled and she dropped fairly early.
Yeah.
So, you know. They got the jury roundtable up right now. Whoa, look at this.
Here we go with, we got Dr. Will running the jury roundtable. I got to tell you, these jury roundtables, I mean, Dr. Will, he's looking good here. But I just watched part of his interview with Sharon. And, man, I'm happy he looks the way he does here. But this is with CBS's makeup and everything. And, and hairstyle is taking care of him, man. Because when he's taking care of himself, it's like Dr. Will, man.
Woo! You know, I will say one thing about Dr. Will, which I love. I love the fact that he's probably the one person on this planet that's whiter than I am. So it's like I look like I actually have some color, some pigmentation to my skin.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good here.
He's a dermatologist, so he's big on sun care. So he's doing it the right way. But damn, yeah, he's
a dermatologist.
He's a dermatologist. I like the suit though. The suit's good.
All right, here so he's directing it right at Felicia.
We may have a little less talking during this because we want to know what they're thinking too, obviously. This is going to tell you everything. I'm trying to get my headphones to work.
Oh, Saria's just... there we go, Saria. This is like that part of the round table where it's like they had to throw Victoria bones. And to be honest, it is not the same. Bowie is absolutely not the same as Victoria. Because Bowie is like capable and was, you know, winning competitions and quite frankly was coming on strong at the end of this game. Like, don't sleep on Bowie Jane at the end of this game because she was sneaking up and winning some competitions. Now, you know, did Bowie Jane play a great game? You guys can interpret what you think. Yeah. So now we're watching them kind of talk about how Bowie Jane was the one that ultimately targeted Cameron. Oh, man. Saria and Felicia are not having it. Saria and Felicia. Felicia comes right in and goes, Bowie Jane was never involved in anything and had no pull. And Saria just goes, period. So, safe to say, nobody, I don't think Bowie gets a vote from anybody if she's in the final two.
I don't think so either. I think this is Matt and Jag's game to lose, and I think we talked about it. We're going to get into it later tonight, but I think it's one of those situations where you and I were kind of talking amongst ourselves about who's going to win this game.
So what Saria just said is kind of what we were talking about, and Saria mentions Jag and his social paralysis, I think is the term that she said. I can't remember, but it's spot on. And she's like, he had a lot of manipulation with a lot of different people in this game. And it's like, it's not just like he was winning competitions.
Seven vetoes, Jesus.
Seven vetoes is insane. And if he wins this final HOH, he is going to be by himself with the most competition wins in Big Brother history. It's going to be 10 wins in a single season, which is wild.
Cody, who's talking right now for you so you and I are queued up?
It's on blue. Now it's on Saria's face. Back on blue.
Oh, see, Corey. I'm way behind you. I'm on Saria and Cam right now. So should I pause? Oh, yeah, I got to pause. I'm pausing for a couple seconds.
Okay. Mimi, Robin, thanks, guys. It's been fun with you guys this season. The lives are awesome and love listening to all you had to say and joke about. Listen, Mimi, we really appreciate you being here. Yeah, guys, no, you're saying you can't hear Derek. Derek wasn't really talking and might have had himself muted.
Yeah, but can you guys hear me
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you can definitely hear him because I see his volume in the stream.
Who's talking for you right now? I got Cam talking right now.
I have America. Dr. Will just came. Who had a better social game, Jag or Matt?
Well, I think the fact that Matt's more liked, you know, that social is part of, like, jury management. And Matt is loved by the jury.
That was something that I wanted to touch on. And it's like, there's so many aspects to this game because it's like, the more I think about it, right? How many times have we seen, like, Paul was somebody that won a ton of competitions and still didn't win the game, lost to Josh. And so it's like, are competitions all you need? No. But if you have competition wins, jury management, and influence in the house, not just like, oh, I was liked. That's what I think when people in the jury house are watching and seeing who they want to vote for. That's where they're going to go. It's not going to be just one over the other.
You know, it's also weird, too. We never talk about it. It's interesting to have jury members in every season. The people who are not as good as the people, technically, in the final two, they're deciding who the best Big Brother player is.
Yeah.
But I do think it's the right way to do it, obviously. You can't have, like, America or anybody vote for him.
Yeah.
There's too many, you know, personal decisions. I'm trying to cue you up because I feel like we're way off. I have... Like Sari just said, there's nothing but whispers in this game.
I think the best bet is going to be when they go to a break. Scenes. All right, so I'm at a break right now. It's on Julie.
All right, see, I'm not even on the break yet.
All right, so when it goes to Julie and goes next, Bowie, Jane, and Jag go head-to-head, tell me, and then I'm going to press play.
Right here. It's saying it now, right now.
Part two of the final head of household competition.
It's literally queued up exactly.
Boom.
So
Sari played a mental game. She used her Jedi mind tricks. Sari, we can go over it now. We're in the finale. Sari's like influence and awareness was absolutely on display for everybody in the beginning of the game. The problem was when a lot of her people were getting clipped. That's when she ran into trouble. That's when she became almost like powerless in the house. She didn't have any influence anymore because really the influence comes with not just having one person, not just having two. It's having like multiple people that you can like spread your tentacles out into. And Sari had that early on with a ton of people. And then people like caught on to it and started clipping all her tentacles. And that's where Sari ran into trouble. Like my thing is like, do I think Sari is an incredible player in this season? And if Sari was in the final two, would win? Yeah. So that's why it's like, sometimes I kind of like that these people debate because you get someone like Sari who really it's like, are the players in the finals better than her? There's a debate on that. I mean, you could easily just go the easy route and say, well, yeah, they're in the final two, so they're better. But it's like, are they? Like, you know, Jag, like, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Jag should have went home if it wasn't for Sari. Sari told Matt to use the power. It's like, there's no way to know what goes on in the long-term play of the game. And so it's like, yeah, Sari got towards the end, final five. But it's like, does that make the people that are in the final three better than her?
There's a lot to debate. I actually have our first poll. But before we get our first poll, let's hear from the first sponsor of tonight's episode.
Uncommon Goods.
If you want to hear where'd you get that this holiday season, Uncommon Goods is the secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable, truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods has you covered. And I was actually on Uncommon Goods today, and I already found a gift that I should be shopping for other people, but I already found something for myself. So this is something I have up on the screen right now. It's an MLB stadium blueprint. What's really cool, they have all different stadiums from different periods of time when the stadium looked a certain way. And for those of you who don't know, I am from Rhode Island, close to Fenway Park. So I am going to be getting myself a Fenway Park blueprint, although at Cody, I know, you're probably going to want Yankee Stadium. I get it. You're still my friend. That's fine.
Yeah, Uncommon Goods has these really unique presents that you could get for yourself or for a loved one. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. And for our listeners, we have a great deal for anybody that wants to go check out Uncommon Goods. Get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/winnercircle. That's uncommongoods.com/winnercircle for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. All right, so we're back. We're here. Shout out to Uncommon Goods. We appreciate you. Guys, absolutely. Like we said, all the sponsors that come into this episode, if you guys want to support us, you support them. Make sure you use our codes. We really appreciate it. Okay, so we're back.
Absolutely. Let me hit this with this poll real quick.
Hit us with the poll.
Before we go. I'm starting light. This isn't my best poll for the night, okay? All I'm right. coming with some fire tonight.
We can't give
this
them.
This is just a warm-up.
Yeah, we can't give them the heat right away.
No, can't give them the heat right away. First, I'm going to hit you with some, you know, we got to work it slow in here, okay? So First one. First poll, and this is a long shot. It may not even be necessary, but I'm throwing it up there. Does Bowie Jean get a vote tonight if she makes it to the final two?
I know where I'm voting on this one.
What's that?
I know where I'm voting on this one.
You know where you're voting. And while that poll is going, I have a question for you, Cody Califeri, because there's not a person on this planet who is more qualified to answer this question.
Dude, don't gas me up like that. Don't gas me up like that.
And you will understand it
all right
when we get to it. So here it is. Jag, I think he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
He may win the final HOH tonight. I think it's fair to say that he is pretty familiar with the behavior and the attitudes of the jury members toward him as opposed to towards Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, although I don't feel it's as strong, Matt and Jag have developed a very close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jag wins that final HOH tonight, does Jag pull a Cody Califeri or does he go with the safe bet in Bowie Jean?
Well, here's the tough part. It's like, does Jag pull? Wait, you're saying does Jag take Matt or does Matt take Jag?
Jag wins final HOH. He's probably the best player in there as far as knowing the game, the past, the history of it. He knows what you did.
Right.
He's brought it up in there.
Yep.
But does he do the same? Because he has to know, aware as he's been, that if he takes Matt, there's a chance he could lose.
There's a chance. Right? There's a chance. And like you said earlier, you mentioned this, and it's just the point. It's so easy for all of us on the outside to project the clear answer because we're kind of chilling. But in there, you're paranoid. You don't think you have the full chance. There's no way you think you can win, like by a landslide. I think Jag.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I think Jag cuts Matt.
So you're saying he doesn't, you're saying he doesn't pull a Cody?
I'm saying he cuts Matt.
Okay. I go back and forth on this one.
Right? I
go back and forth on it, dude.
Somebody goes, pulling a Cody can go both ways.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not saying, and you know I'm not saying it in a negative way. Because here's the thing.
It's the truth. But I was never cutting you. You're my boy.
And we were a different situation.
We were totally different.
But there's no doubt, and I've told you this before, I'll say it publicly too, like, I don't think you took me like knowing 100% you were going to lose, but I think you knew, like, it's going to be hard for me to win. Like, I think you felt
absolutely.
Maybe I won that final HOH, maybe I give a good speech, maybe I get this dub, and I don't have to cut my best friend on national TV.
And
but
I got roasted in the final two seats and couldn't keep
and
my
coach. And you didn't see that one coming. You definitely didn't anticipate that. But in fairness to you, because this wasn't on the feeds, or maybe it was, or on the episode, but you had said directly to me, if you and I go together, dude, I think you got it. Like, you said that to
me. I counted it out. There's I don't know if anybody ever saw this, but there was a moment I'm sitting in front of the memory wall, and I'm counting the votes. And in my count, I had Christine included in my vote. I had Donnie included in my vote, and I was like, maybe I could get Zach. He's kind of my boy. And then everybody else I knew was voting for you, which would have made it 6-3, which is what I thought I would have gone into finale night with, and thought maybe if I win that final HOH, maybe I could pull it out somehow.
Good speech, and I screw up my speech. and maybe I just can flip a couple.
I was unprepared. Like, let me ask you this. Did you prepare a lot? Like, this is what I could get asked. This is what somebody could say to me. Let me go over it. This is going to be my intro. This is going to be my outro. Like, did you do, you did all that, right?
I didn't anticipate what people could ask me, but I just knew there were certain points I wanted to hit no matter what they asked me. So even if they asked me something different, I was going to pivot to the fact that I was never nominated. I was going to pivot to the fact that I won a few HOHs. I was going to pivot. I think I said I won four HOHs because I included the final HOH, the three
one quarter, of the parts, yeah.
Even though some people don't include that. Pick your poison. If you don't want to include it, I won three. I said four in the episode, but I was like, no matter what, I'm sticking with my highlights. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
They did throw me off a little bit. If you probably don't remember this, but like Caleb stood up and was like, "Is it true that you used your family to manipulate us?"
Zach said that. I remember. And you
Zach didn't ask a question. It was Caleb because Caleb pronounced the word manipulate. Trust me, I remember because I'm pissed.
Okay.
He said manipulated, and I was like, "It's manipulated, but that's okay. Continue." And because he was reading a card,
and you like jumped out of the seat.
Yeah, I remember. You guys are on drugs, but it was one of those things where that is something where. I wasn't prepared for that, and you got to stay calm in the situation and just kind of answer it, but then move on to what's positive again. And so I knew either way I had a good shot. I will tell you, when you took me, there was a part of me, obviously, because you just never know, you're nervous. I was like, I just lost.
Yeah.
I was like, I just be in that moment because I was like, dude, he just took me to the – first and foremost, I'm sitting in the chair. All he has to say is, like, he wouldn't be sitting there right now unless I took him.
Right.
And I was like, that's
that
a
didn't
huge
even
feather.
Run through my brain.
Bro, that would have been, I'm didn't sure in even, hindsight, you were like, I should have said that.
Dude, when I watched it back, so like, because everybody, I got dogged when I got home from my boys. They were like,
no.
They were like, there was videos. No, not for taking you. Not for taking you. I got dogged. There was videos of my friends watching me respond to people and being like, you're handing it to him. Dude, and I'm talking about my, you know, Tyler, Billy.
Yeah, shout
out.
They
were like, dude, you were terrible in answering your questions. I was like, dude, I was on the spot and they attacked me. Like, I didn't know what to do. It was fight or flight. And I was like, I'm ready to fight. It's just
that was the other reason why I didn't say a lot too, by the way. I was going off of you and you were saying a lot. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to go over the top here. He's going after him. I think that's going to help.
He's kind of attacking.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know.
And also, not only in your defense, it wasn't only your responses, it was also the questions they were asking. It was really telegraphing how they felt.
Exactly.
Derek's the master, you're the puppet. So I'm like, okay, well, why would I do anything to change their minds?
I don't have to say anything. That question right there told me. Yeah.
If that's what you think, I'm going to shut the hell up and not say anything. But, yeah, no, there were points where I was like, I thought I could lose because you took me and I didn't know what you were going to say. I also didn't know if you were going to be like, yo, I'm an astrophysicist. Like, because I've seen Big Brother before.
Right.
I didn't know what you were going to hit me with. You know what I mean? And I knew how good of a game you played. But overall, to get back to this season, I feel like Jag is in a very similar situation to you.
Yeah.
I think he could win because he's got the resume for it against anyone. But I think he also knows, based on how the jury members have been talking to him before they go, he has to know it's going to be a battle in that final two.
If
and I
him.
Would even argue going into it before they speak, Matt's in the lead. He's going to have to kill his speech and kill Matt to beat him.
Yeah. Dude, I got to tell you, man, this second HOH competition, I know we know how the results happen, but we were kind of talking through it and Jag just did not do as well as I thought he was going to do. And it almost like really leaves the door open for Bowie, minus, you know, we just saw Bowie go with her first attempt and she got every single one wrong. Almost everyone wrong.
And by the way, I'm going to end this first poll. 65% of you say Bowie Jane would get at least one vote if she's in the final two.
Wow. Okay.
It's just a warm-up poll.
Okay.
Just a warm-up poll.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy there.
Yeah. Just make sure you guys, you're in here. I know how many likes we have going right now. How many likes we have going?
415. We got to get that up.
We just had more people vote than like, guys. If you voted, you should have liked. If you you should be liking the live. Make sure you guys share it. Share it out. Somebody goes, Dr. Will discredited both of your wins in his interview. Dr. Will's a troll, guys. Nothing Dr. Will says is to do anything but for clicks.
Yeah, and I honestly, unfazed. You know, I saw some, obviously everyone, all the haters, they start tagging you and stuff. It's one of those things where I don't even think it's like necessarily discrediting our game. Because if you watch that little segment, he discredited almost every single person except people who aren't a threat to his like legacy. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's just kind of his thing. You can't, I'm not saying this in a bad way, you can't take Dr. Will seriously because
Dr. Will's a troll.
He's a troll.
The same way you don't take Twitter.
That's why
trolls,
everyone on Twitter
seriously.
Loves him.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I love him. I'm not saying this in a way like, dude, there were like when because we were getting tagged and stuff. And so like I pulled it up, bro. There was stuff he said. He was like talking about the holiday stuff. And he goes, because like they said something about this holiday special or something like that. And Dr. Will goes, well, I mean, who's going to do stuff? Anybody that hates their kids or doesn't have a job. It's just like I lost it at that. I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And so he just loves to troll. And I think it's absolutely hilarious. There's like,
and it's smart. He's going to get clicks.
Oh,
he's
dude, he gets so many clicks.
So like, he's going to do what he's got to do. But he's never going to play again. He's in the boat like a lot of us. He's never going to play again. He's done with Big Brother. And
he still gets to do his roundtable, man.
Hey, they're
going
to pay him every year to come back. My hat's off to you, sir.
And he still looks good.
My hat's off to you.
Minus the interview, because when I saw that, I was like, dude, I haven't seen Dr. Will.
Yeah, he was
in
looking
while.
Rough in that Ooh. One.
But
he
here,
was looking rough in that
looking
one.
Good.
He looked like the dude, the hair from, have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, the mad scientist when his hair just...
What's his name?
I don't know. That was a good one.
That's a great movie.
That was a good movie.
I can't think of the name.
Doc? Right.
Is it Doc?
Multiverse. Yeah, something like that. Multiverse mix-up. Here we go. We find the times. I'm eager to see what Bowie Jane's time was. Come on, Bowie. Bowie, we need you to come in clutch here. Gets us a good time here.
Jag really thought he lost this one, huh?
Well, dude, like, I got to be honest with you. When I saw Jag, if I didn't know already the results, seeing Jag struggle, I'd be like, dude, Bowie's going to beat him. Because Bowie's been studying. Bowie's been doing a lot of stuff. And, like, I don't just think Bowie's, like, some, like, easy-to-beat player. I also don't feel that way about Bowie. I feel like Bowie is very capable of winning a competition.
Doc Brown.
Let's go,
it's
fam.
It's a great movie, dude. It's a great movie.
Let's go, fam. Oh, they don't give the time.
Why don't they give the time?
That's so corny, bro. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh! 1 hour and 2 minutes?
Let's see.
Bro, could you imagine doing a competition for an hour straight where, like, you're trying to figure out and it's, like, a puzzle putting together? That's why Jag was so miserable. He was like, I've never seen somebody do it in that long. Dude, wow.
So he's broken the record now, right?
No. So if he wins this all around, that's where I think the tally goes to winning the HOH. Okay. But dude, gotcha. I gotta be honest with you, I'm blown away that he had that crazy of a time, and I'm even more blown away that Bowie didn't beat him.
Yeah. I mean, he fumbled the bag, but so did he. And she. Damn. I don't even know how hard this competition was. So it could have been really difficult. Who knows? We weren't there. But damn, an hour and two for a guy who's killed competitions all year and someone who's done really well at the mental comps, mm-hmm. for them both to take that long, it must have been a really mm-hmm. – I mean, we see the 30-second version of it. It must have been really difficult. Yeah, Bowie knows she screwed up on this one.
Yeah. I mean, that's – Jag left the door wide open. I'm blown away. If you told me that Jag was going to get over an hour – now, granted, and if maybe some of you guys can help us here because – again, it's really tough as we're talking, following along, listening to each other. Was this second part of the HOH something to do with the past stuff that had happened in the house, maybe like a timetable? Because it was just a lot going on there.
Yeah, and while they're answering that, you're coming to a break right now, right? Commercial mm-hmm. break? All right, we're going to take a second commercial break. We have three sponsors tonight. That's because of you guys, so thank you. So let's hear from the second sponsor of this week's episode. Cody, take it away.
Fume.
Let's go. Listen, with our sponsor of this week's episode, Fume, they've developed a better way to break your bad habits. And there's one particular bad habit that I think we're all aware of that we know is not good for our long-term health. And when we're talking about breaking bad habits, I'm not talking about some weird voodoo mind trick. This is a real thing with real results. So Fume, what are they going to do for you? They took a problem and they addressed it in a different way. Not everything is a bad habit gone wrong. So instead of this drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavor air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors.
You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. I didn't know what to expect from it, but it is pretty cool. It not only has this magnetic thing that kind of like gives you something to fidget. So like I'm always doing it and I'm always fidgeting around with this thing. But when you inhale it, it like fills your mouth with this flavor, and there's a dial on the bottom that you can turn to whether you want to let more air or less air in. Pretty simple. The flavor is crazy. Like I have like cherry blossom in and it's just delicious. Stopping is something that we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 150,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code WINNERCIRCLE to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code WINNERCIRCLE to save an additional 10% off your order today. All right, so we're back. Thank you again to Fume, guys. So if you want to check that out, Fume, it's a new device. That's all I'm going to say about it. Check it out for yourself. Jackie Whelm, thank you so much for the generous donation. We appreciate you. How can I watch live without cable? I don't know.
You could have like a streaming service.
I think. You have like YouTube TV.
Yeah, YouTube TV, but you still got to have like
Clinton Merchant just said, Derek, love your book.
Oh, thank you. Blast from the past. Appreciate you.
That's amazing. Code Winner Circle, yeah, Alexandra G. Appreciate you.
We're coming out a book called The Winner Circle next year.
Yeah, no big deal. We do. Guys, also, we are a little behind because, as you remember, we were pausing. So we're at a commercial break right now. We haven't seen them come back or anything. Someone just said, you're a clown. You're a clown. You can watch on. Wait a minute. So,
Derek, what?
You can watch on Paramount Plus? I've always tried that.
Yeah, you can watch on Paramount Plus.
Live, though?
But I think you still need, like, you got to have, like, a. Live? I don't know if it's live, though. Yeah, that's a good point.
We're at 1,000 people. Shout out to everybody in here. 1K,
baby.
I'm so glad Cody got to go back and win. Love you both. Will you continue doing this for the winter season? What winter season? I keep seeing people talk about this. I saw the post because I saw Dan. I follow Dan, and I saw him post the picture of it, and it was him, Rachel, Taylor. And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. We may find out some information tonight, maybe.
Yeah, they said something about, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I don't know what's going to happen. And to answer the question more directly, for me, and I think I speak for Cody too, honestly, probably not. It's tough. It's hectic. We both got full-time jobs. I'm traveling to New York City every week.
Yeah.
And I have another project that Cody knows about that's coming up. So it's hard to get on here and get away from the family and you know, do this every week. So winter season probably not going to happen, but... we'll see. We'll see how it all unfolds. We'll see what this winter season even is, if it is actually a winter season.
We will see about that. Here we go. We're in the final HOH competition.
Matt
versus Jag. This is going to be who studied the most and maybe gets a little bit of luck, because I'll tell you this.
Poll time. Who wins?
Bam, 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 bam.
Wee.
I wish I had my soundboard still, which I think I tossed it, because I used to have that in my Streamlabs where I could just like rip it.
All right. It's up there, guys. Pick it up real quick. Poll time. Who's going to win it? Wow. It's pretty tossed up. 57% right now saying Matt's going to win. Let's go, guys. Keep voting.
I mean, you guys have been watching the feeds. You guys know who's been studying more. But what I will say is now I almost feel like
Jag's winning here. Guaranteed.
Jag kind of was shooketh during Jag's round winning. Two.
If you guys want to win the vote,
Jay Oldie, you're a clown, loser. Get out of here.
Ooh, these aren't easy, but Jack's winning this.
These are brutal. But dude, I'll tell you what, I was studying all this shit. I mean,
you crushed it on our season, and you crushed it on All Stars. So
yeah, and see, they know the answer. They both grabbed it right away.
I don't mean they both know it. Jack's still counting on his pinky, his little fingers there.
Little fingers.
His little fingers there.
Oh, 1-1.
No one, baby.
You were pretty shooketh in your day too, Cody. Blake, you honestly, you ain't wrong, Blake. You ain't wrong. And I got to be honest with you, I love the word shooketh, and I love that you just said it. Here we go.
Shooketh.
I think I got that from Vanderpump. I can't remember which person. Hey, babe. Can't remember who from Vanderpump I took shooketh from. I think Matt had a more well-rounded game than Jag. Jag was good at comps, but not so much social, but Jag did hold more weight and influence than Matt.
Cody, I think you are behind in the chat.
Why?
Because I'm not seeing any of the comments you're responding to.
I just saw somebody say bing bong. Shout out to Cody getting them all right. Kay just said, let's go.
I'm seeing 2-2 after Corey. I think you are.
I just saw 2-2 after Corey. I think I'm like slightly behind you. Slightly. But my stuff is
also. And I know
we're
behind the chat as far as our episode because we slowed down so we were both on the same page.
Here we go. 2-2.
Hey, I love what Alexandra G just said.
What did Alexandra? I can't see because the damn thing is in the way. Get rid of the poll.
Smash 1,000 likes. We got 400 to go.
Love the hat. Thank you, Tristan.
Matt looks focused. Matt looks locked. I ain't going to lie. They both look very locked in. I just jinxed them. My bad, Matt.
This but one
he
seems
does.
Like,
doesn't he look good? Doesn't Matt look good? I expected Jack to be good.
Here we go. Matt is not 100% confident. Same answer. They have the same answers. Here we go.
I love this.
Cody Rose Blue.
Shout out to both of them studying.
Yeah,
Shout out to both of them putting in the work.
Guys, I can't even explain. This competition is brutal.
Guys, while we're watching this video, everyone, we got over 1,000 people in here. Slap that like button. Let's get to 1K before the hour mark.
What does Krusty Dynasty Matt Annoying mean? Who's Krusty Dynasty? What is that? Sound on the Block and Survived Eviction 3 times.
I feel like this one's going to be easy for them.
It's the placement of the competitions that makes this brutal.
Yep.
Like, that is wild.
But if you know the other two are true definitively, then you know you can go with that last one, right?
Right.
I'm thinking they both got this right. They both look confident. I'm thinking it's a 4-4 game right now. That's what I want.
Bro, okay. this is wild. Tell me this is going to come down to
It's
going
to come down to the numbers again. I mean, it should. It should come down to that. Everyone should be studying.
Yo, Noah, you would whoop me in this competition 100%. I respect that. Yep.
700 likes. Let's go. Thank you.
700, guys. Let's get it to 1,000, people. Come on now.
We get it to 1,000. Cody takes his shirt off. Just
Guys, I got to be honest with you. I haven't been in the gym in a minute. I've been doing my push-ups though, and my bicycle crunches. That's all I can do these days.
I feel like this is one they're both going to know.
I mean, they both literally whip their answer right off the thing. These guys are wild. These guys are absolutely insane.
We ripping 5-5 here?
Yeah, 5-5.
Shout out, Fume.
The chat is
bang.
Throwing me off. Get rid of the, can you get rid of the poll, please?
Poll?
Yeah.
58%. Very close.
I wouldn't say dad bod, Alexandra G. I just say, like, this is insane that they're going to go to a tiebreaker.
Or does somebody fumble the bag on the last question? Shout out Felicia.
Don't let me forget, chat.
We got to do a poll tonight for AFP.
Oof.
Got to do one for that as
Who's
well.
Who's going to get AFP?
I honestly don't. I think Sari wins it, but.
Sawyer Abs for educational purposes. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you.
Ooh, Matt's thinking he didn't grab the card right away. Jag's comfortable.
Tell me, Jag. Oh, here we go. Jag is. Oh, Jag doesn't know. Did you see that? Jag just went like this. Oh, my God. Could they have different answers here? They have the same answer.
Same answer. We're going to a tiebreaker, boys and girls.
Dude, somebody could have won it there. No way.
Wow.
Oh,
didn't we both
God.
Get one wrong, too?
What's up?
Didn't we both get one wrong, too, or we got two different ones wrong?
Yeah. But we were at the old school Final HOH. What was it? Did they have that on the screen when we were just watching that? Because they showed it. It was at the beginning of the episode.
What were you saying to me, too? Like, did you see that?
So in the last question, Jag grabbed the answer quick. And then was like trying to count his hands and then was like, and just didn't know. So that's how I knew Jag was going to get it wrong. But I didn't know that Jag was going to get it wrong. I knew that Jag wasn't 100% confident. Oh my God. Dude, look how close. Wow.
Wow. Jag's the winner. All right, chat.
Oh,
here's the
my
poll.
My God.
This is what we wanted to see. Here's the poll.
Dude, there's no way.
Oh, Bowie Jane, so excited. Oh, my God. This is going to be great. Cody, what are we at for time right now? Do we take our last break?
We're at, we are 41 minutes into the episode.
What do you think? We bang it out and now we can just rock the rest of this episode while it's a commercial break right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, so listen, we're going to take our last break of the night. This is from this week's sponsor, Manscaped. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's a ball trimmer sent from space. Gentlemen, our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like none other with their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. This package features the Lawnmower 5.0. We're talking about a next-generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. Upgrade your grooming game to the Ultrasphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with our code WINACIRCLE. High tech for low places. That's Manscaped.
Every man knows how scary it can get when going for the close shave below the belt. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Inside this package, you'll find the star of the show, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Also inside this package features the Weed Whacker 2.0 Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Soother Toner, and two free gifts. The two free gifts include their Performance Package 5.0, the Manscaped Boxers 2.0, and the Shed 2.0 Travel Bag. Bring your travel and comfort game to another level. And for our listeners, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code WINNERCIRCLE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code WINNERCIRCLE at manscaped.com. I promise you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today from our folks at Manscaped.
That's right. We want to thank Manscaped for sponsoring this week's episode.
All right. Let's I think we're back right now, right?
No, sorry. All right. Now we're back.
Now we're back.
Okay. Listen, I feel like we missed some things right before the break. First off, the polls up already have 600 votes in there. 67% of you are saying he's taking Matt. I feel like something was said before we cut to commercial break between Jag and Matt, and it sounded like he was like, you know who I'm taking. That's what it, I thought I heard that, but I could be wrong.
Yo,
but
can you help me out really quickly? Can you slide your desk down to have your head higher?
I can, or I can just sit up because I'm. Oh yeah.
Okay, that's one of my bad. Okay, yeah, now we're good.
So Cody Califuri,
yes sir.
We just gave this theory earlier in the night.
Yes sir.
And I hit you with this.
Yes sir.
It's now a reality.
Yes it is.
Jag is in the driver's seat.
Yes.
Who does he first? This is question 1A. Who does he take to the final two with him? Who's he cutting?
So I'm gonna stick with my original answer. That no, I don't know. I think he's gonna take Matt.
Okay, you think he's going to take Matt. Now the follow-up to that question, because I knew you were going to say that.
Here we go.
If he takes Matt, knowing what we know about the jury right now, who wins Big Brother 25? Who wins this year? I almost forgot the number, but yeah, we're okay.
I got to be honest with you. I wish I paid more attention during the jury roundtable, but I was fired up chatting with you in the beginning because I did not. I don't know what they were saying about the two of them, and I'd be very eager to see what the jury was saying. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than, I guess, what I was saying early on. Like, a lot of, early on I was saying, like, Jag beats everybody. But, like, nope. I don't think he did great with his jury management. And I'll tell you this, we've seen it happen before. Winning competitions, and it could be an insane amount. Like, Paul Abrahamian won a record-breaking number of competitions in his season and lost in the final two. Yep. So it's like competitions are great and all, but it is not the key to winning in the vote. And I think a lot of what you always say it's not always what you say, what you do. It's how you make people feel. And I don't think Jag made people feel good. And I think Matt made people feel great. Great.
Yep. Yeah. So you stole a little bit of my thunder.
Here we go.
But this is what I was going to say. Jag just won the final HOH. Jag will take Matt to the final two, and Jag will be the next Paul Abrahamian. He will lose tonight.
You put it on that.
And I pick Jag to win. I know we're back from break, and it's already back for other people, so I'll make it quick. He's got a lot of people rooting for him in there. He has a great story. He overcame a lot of adversity with his disability, his hearing disability. I think the story is what pushes the jury members to vote for Matt, on top of everything you said as far as being a good friend. Very will possible. Be the winner of Big Brother if he goes to the
Very
final
possible.
Two.
Is Jack thinking that? $750,000
decision.
Will he right cut here. Him? Dude, $750K is crazy. I wish I got $750K.
I'm eating fries. I can't even help it. I haven't ate dinner tonight, guys. I got my fries right here. I got to
eat. Yeah, we were zipping around. Yo, shout out to 1,300 people in here. Can we get us up to 1,000 likes?
By the way, let me add to this. Jack's about to cut Bowie Jean. He just lost her vote, too. That's 3 votes.
Yo, guys, can we get it? Can we get it to 1,000 likes, please? Please, it costs $0. Do it, please. Thank you.
See how Jack's even nodding at him? That's that subconscious like behavior.
Dude, Matt is shooketh.
How is he gonna react? Let's see how he looks when Bowie Jane's talking. One more Bowie Jane accent from you, bro.
Jag, please take back. Nah, man.
Look at Jag's face. Look at Jag's face. He can't even look at her. It's a wrap. Oh, no, he's nodding.
He's staring right at her, bro.
No, dude, but he was smiling with Matt. He was smiling with Matt. He's like, yeah, I love you like a puppy. He's looking at her. He's like,
sorry.
Bro. A
lot of money on the line. Do whatever's best for you.
Yeah.
Barry Jane from down under is going to come in hot for third place. Barry Jane still takes home a little bit of money, but hello, Barry. Welcome to the jury.
Here we go.
That was, dude, my Australian accent has gotten so much better throughout this season.
That was the best one so far.
Yeah, smash
I got
like
so
button.
Close to winning. If he takes Matt, I got so close to picking the winner again, and I'm gonna fall short. It's all about me,
dude.
Yes, I am. Oh, you know this feeling, Cody. You've had to do it twice.
It wasn't even. Oh my god.
What was that?
What the hell was that?
Wow, he's what a great speech. It's keeping suspenseful.
He's taking Matt.
I like how he did it. I hope that one vote's from you.
Dude, he like kind of like, I just got like watery eyed.
Well, because you can empathize with him. You've been in that shoe. I haven't been in those shoes.
Oh my God.
Let's.
That was so
she burned
intense.
Him.
Oh my God. That was so intense.
She doesn't seem upset. She said you made a good decision.
Dude, man, this show is so wild.
Dude,
this show is so wild.
Listen, I'm going to say something.
This is a cool feeling which you and I could talk about.
Yes, I'm going to end this poll real quick. 70% of you said he was taking Matt, so congrats. I'm going to say something. I'm still sticking with my Matt. I can't go back now. But if Jag is on point like he was in that speech, in this final, that prepared, Matt might be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because he was on. That was so well thought out.
This is the coolest.
This is the moment. This is the best moment of the season right here.
I
was like right almost in tears.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah.
That was
awesome.
Wow,
Jag took him. You hear what Jag's saying?
Dude, does Jag feel that? Like, oh God, man. Even
She's
Bowie.
She's gonna vote for him.
Oh my God, I love Bowie. Oh my God, I love Bowie.
Hey, wow, what a, I gotta tell
what
you.
What a class, she is just class, man. I feel bad for anything bad I said about Bowie now. Oh, Bowie.
Wow, Jag was on point with that speech. Matt, you better have your
better
fucking
be ready
facts
to rock,
straight.
Buddy.
Excuse my language. Damn,
this is
dude.
Why we so many Fox Miller goes, this is why we watch Big Brother year in and year out. And it's like the God's honest truth. There's like, it's like all season long, you know, there were parts of the season where I was like, whoa. And then there was the big lull. And then tonight when like something like that happens, it's like, oh, I love that. Like that makes my heart very happy. Like that makes my heart very, very happy.
It's going to be brutal. I don't know where this is going from here, man. I don't know. Wow. I'm going to put up a poll right now and guys, no pressure, but this is the biggest most important poll of my entire career and your entire season.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Let it begin.
Here we go.
Polls up.
I was like, maybe it's going to be something different. Maybe he's like trying to crack a joke here.
Nah. Nope. This is the big deal. This is big. By the way, shout out to the 1,400 people joining us here live to watch the finale. Anybody else? So thank you for being here with us, guys. You have honestly made us I put yes and no. I'm such a dumbass.
Wrong poll.
Let me do it again.
Hit the like, freeloaders. It's the finale. Tell them,
who
Scott.
Who wins Big Brother 25, yes or no?
Hit the likes, freeloaders. It's the finale. Are we at 1,000 likes yet? Babe.
No.
Babe, open up the YouTube. Hit the like for us. We need them. We're their scarce these days. Come on. Grab my
Call
phone.
Your mom.
Hit the like
Call
too.
Your mom. All right, it's up live now. But like I was saying, we wouldn't want to be doing anything else. This has been tough at points to get in here. But I will say, as soon as we start the feed, I have a blast. I have an absolute blast. So, hold on a second. Mom, get out the meatloaf
and
vote for
us. I got you on speaker right now live. I need you to open up the YouTube and like the live, please.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Mom. Really
Thank you, Mama C.
Love you. Guys, guess what? I had
hey,
to call my mother.
I mean, Jesus.
Just give us the lights,
I got to open up my burner accounts. All right, listen, man. 68% of this chat who claims to be the people who watch the feeds, right? That's not us. We're relying on you. You're telling us 70% of you think Matt is going to be the next winner of Big Brother, even though, by the way, we didn't even acknowledge it. Jag's officially the most winningest player in the history of Big Brother. Now,
10
right?
wins. With that 10 point. Comp wins in a season. Absolutely insane. But this insane. Will be Cody's
the biggest
falling.
Upset.
Cody's falling down hard at times. This Mama. Will be. Yeah.
Mommy.
this will literally prove the point, and it's like you cannot just rely on comp wins. And it's like, it goes like, and I know a lot of people say, we talk about it a lot. We talk about comps a lot. We talk about wins a lot. But we also, we stay pretty true to, it doesn't just go based off of comp wins. It's not comp wins. It's your social game. It's jury management. It's your competition wins. It's your influence, and which is what I mean by social game. It's your influence, your jury management, your comp wins, all together, how you make people feel, what people feel your story is. And did Jag do enough with breaking the record for the number of comp wins in a season to earn the 25th winner of Big Brother? Did he
Cody,
do
I'm
going
to take it a step further.
What's up?
Competitions no longer matter in Big Brother unless it's to get to the end. And we might see that tonight. We've seen a lot of players who've been great competitors not win the season. You said something in your speech there that is the most important thing. Story.
Yeah.
Your story, your narrative for getting there, with social media having such a big influence on this game now, the jury members are not only thinking about the best player, but more importantly, being on the right side of the story.
Right.
They want to contribute to that fairy tale ending.
Right.
And the fairy tale ending this year is an Olympian who is deaf.
Yep.
Coming into a house where the game is largely predicated on whispering.
Totally.
Coming in there with that disadvantage and overcoming that adversity to win, to not only get to the end, but do it in a way where people liked him at the end of the
game. It's going to be, and listen, we saw that script get written last season. And if it happens again this season, where like that story, it was like the storyline for Taylor was how much adversity she had to overcome to get to the final. And it was a story, right?
Yep. And she, by the way, got it.
And she explained it. Now, is Matt going to be able to do that? Who knows? We're going to be seeing that very soon. But if the votes do go to Matt and we see that back to back, it's going to make future players have to think.
I'm coming in with a fake story.
It's going to make people have to think. And then not even, you don't even have to come in with a fake story, but you're going to have to start clipping the people that have the story.
The fake story.
You cannot
yeah.
allow them at the end of the game if Matt wins this. So if Matt wins this, it's going to be, you got to start clipping the people with the story, because there's going to be somebody in there that thinks, oh, well, in the past, comp wins, you know, getting to the end, maybe never being nominated, that's going to get the win. And it's like, well, nope, that's not how people are voting anymore. So we'll see. We will see. I'm very eager to see this.
Just ended the poll. Results are official.
I need a girl in my life.
70% of you think Matt is going to win Big Brother tonight. And unfortunately, because it's not going to be in favor of my pick, I think you're right.
That's wild, man.
Now, do I think Matt should win? I'm a little from a different era, Big Brother. I think Jag should get the win. But you know. Oh, but did it just like cut back randomly? Like, wow, they didn't expect that. They thought Jag would cut.
That could get Jag his votes.
Or it could hurt him.
Wow, somebody just said, look at Cerie's dress. I'm like, honestly, look at Cerie's dress.
Yep. America, Felicia. America, Felicia, Cerie, Blue, maybe Corey are voting for Matt. That's my guess.
Okay. Dude, I got Cerie's dress is fire. Holy cow, we're getting right into it. This is wild.
Wow. We're going to tell a lot by these questions. Cody knows that. Am I sitting low again, but I'm kind of...
Yeah.
How nervous were you at this part?
The first time, shook.
I was shitting my pants.
The second time, I was like, I know where I'm going with every question. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you were ready. Horrible answer.
He needed to stick... He started it off so great. Like, how could you call him the leader in the group when he wouldn't be in the game if I didn't save him?
What do you think of that answer? Am I wrong? Am I being too hard?
I think he started it off great, and then he let it slip away.
Woo!
Oh, my. Oh, my gosh.
Slaughtered him.
Oh, my God. Matt wasn't willing to do that, what Jag just did.
He's going to get another shot.
I respect that answer, but...
It's not the best answer.
Jag just was cutthroat towards you and said, I am the leader. You had to knock it down a peg. Dude. Oh my goodness.
Chat, are we wrong? Are we hyping this up? Is Jag just like on fire now with these questions? Like, tell me if we're wrong here.
Matt wasn't prepared.
Matt has really watched the show a lot before.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell he wasn't ready for this. This is next level stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't prepared for this.
No, he wasn't prepared. I can tell you this straight up. I know that feeling where it's like, I didn't go into it thinking, okay, they're going to ask me for specifics. I didn't plan out what were my specifics. What moves can I mention? Like, I didn't even think.
I'm putting up a poll right now, folks. I'm giving you an opportunity. Do you have a change of heart where 70% of you said Matt was going to win before this? Polls up right now. Vote while listening. Jag's a little aggressive, if I'm being honest.
What he's saying is right.
Wow. Poll time has definitely flipped. 80% right now say Jag's winning.
Yeah. No, dude, Jag is.
Yeah, he's a little aggressive, a little over the top. He's getting a little fired up. I think Jag, it was like, that was a 10-8 round. He killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Softball. All right. Let's have her do that question again, guys.
Yeah. Can she ask a different question?
So let me ask you a question, Cody, because you played with this person, okay?
Yeah.
Cerie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she likes Matt way more than Jag. Mm-hmm. But being the player that she is, does she put that personal feeling aside and vote for the better player?
So... I got to be honest, this is something that I could see Cerie doing, and that is understanding where everybody else is voting and having a very compassionate soft spot for Matt and not wanting Matt to get to lose. So I could see Cerie voting for Matt. I don't know though, but like Cerie has that. That's part of who Cerie is. Like there's a compassionate side where she's like, I think Matt's going to get smoked, so I'm just going to – I got to give him a vote. I don't want him to get – You see? Hold up. We can bring him in this way.
Yeah, I just saw the phone. Do you want to, like, bring him in the – you want to do a link?
I
want to
do
a link?
Can you guys see? Can everybody in the chat see it? Yeah! Let's go, baby!
Did y'all see those questions?
Bro, did that not feel
– Hey, tell him he's live. Tell him he's live.
Yeah, you're live. You can see it. You're live right now on the stream.
All right.
Yo, bro, show us that body you got, bro.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that chest. Yo, man, damn, I gotta start working out.
Hey, ask him who's winning. I think I know who's reacting.
That was rough. Who do you think's gonna win after that, bro?
Jag. I mean, I think everyone probably wanted to vote for Matt, but after I don't think he's prepared for any questions.
Dude, right? That's what I was saying, man.
That was
brutal.
That was a struggle.
Dude, Derek was saying how
it seems like Matt didn't really understand and watch the game in the past to know, like, that's what goes down at the end.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he was aware that he's going to get, like, grilled about what he's done.
Yes.
And Jag fully was aware of that and came ready with, like, solid answers.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, ask him, does anybody vote for Matt after that?
Yeah, so Derek's saying, do you think that anybody votes for Matt in this finale?
I think before the questions, I think a lot of people were going to be 50-50 and maybe even leaning towards Matt. I think Corey wanted to vote for Matt, but I do think Corey is, like, a fan of these games. And so after those questions, I think he even lost Corey, so I don't know. Yeah.
So I said this. Tell me what you think about this. I said Suri, because you know how him and Suri had, like, this. They had, like, more of a, like, genuine relationship. And if I feel like Suri understands, like, yo, everybody's voting for Jag, she would throw a vote to Matt.
Yeah. I could, like, someone throwing him, like, a vote just to make it not unanimous, I could see that. But, yeah, after those, if the jury was purely voting based off those questions, Jag wins unanimously. Like,
bro.
I kind of feel bad for Matt because I was like, I really don't think he knew what he was, like, getting into. I mean, I sat in Final Two with Big D, and I think he at least gave a little bit more. Like,
I mean, Big D, we might have all tilted our head a little bit. It was like, wait, did you do that? But, like, he still was ready. He was ready, bro.
He was fighting, at least.
Yeah, but you were like, just kinda, you were like Jag.
Because it seemed like Matt was just kind of like, everything he was saying kept circling back to Jag.
Cody,
like,
put it a little closer to the mic.
Bro, you're making him look better with every answer you do or don't answer. Like,
yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wild. I don't know. Yeah.
No, I was crazy, man. I mean, listen, I think it's a wrap.
Yeah, right? That's why I was like, I saw my phone light up and I go, oh shit, X. I was like, all right, this is going to be the easiest way so we don't have to waste time. Let me just jump into the FaceTime.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, I don't know. At this point, I think Jag's got it. And, you know, I mean, with both of them sitting in Final Two, either way, we do kind of have a representation that we haven't had before in a winner. So that's going to be.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's something to say about that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, three seasons, history will have been made in some capacity, and that's great.
And hey, X we're going to call him back. We're going to see him at the end. We'll hop on the end and send him a link.
We're going to hop back in, and then we'll – yo, if you're just chilling, we'll send you a link to pop in right afterwards. All right, brother. All right, later.
Ooh! You see the text that I sent you? Was that sent so I can tell him?
No. Because if I send it, it messes up our whole screen. Because remember, I have, like, all this stuff.
You can't send it, and as long as he doesn't click it, you're good? He's not going to come on until commercial break.
That was huge.
Jag's going to come with some absolute ether right now. This is going to be
crazy. That was huge
crazy.
For Matt.
Hey, Matt, congrats, buddy. Big recovery. This is a little aggressive, though.
I agree with you, bro.
They don't like that. This is not good jury management. This is too much.
This is not good. Matt's was big.
He might be hurting himself here, dude.
I know.
This is too, like, it doesn't seem fun. It doesn't seem.
I know. I'll tell you what. I've never been more confident that Suri's vote is going to go to Matt. After how Matt just spoke, and now how Jag is, 100% Suri's going to.
Remember what we said, story, right? Story.
Single-handedly?
Poll time. Dude, I gotta do a third poll.
I do not know. That was.
This was not good. I don't. Maybe they resonate with it. I don't think so, dude. How you make people feel? Remember?
I don't.
Whoa.
I don't know.
It's coming, guys. It's coming. Everyone's like, new poll, new poll. I just wrote, whoa. Dude, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm on that jury, I might vote for Matt right now and be like, dude, you went way over. I'm voting for Matt.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't. Hey, you didn't plan out this move, master. That's what I'd be saying.
Yeah. Cam, I think he's still going to vote for Jag.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I think Cam still does.
Okay.
Jag just gave that one away.
One for Jag.
Yep.
It's one for Jag.
Jag was like, yep, that was me. Just want everybody to know that was me. He's voting for me.
He only needs four. He only needs four.
That's Jag as well.
That's Jag.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Bubsy.
Okay. All right. Well, that's two for Jag. Jag, yep. Didn't hurt him too much. And Corey in America, I think, will vote together. But did she vote for him or against him? The slimiest snake of them all. That would, you would think that would be Jag, right?
Yeah, that the, she was love. Did I not call it? Do I know Suri?
Yeah. I wonder if the Suri stands will stand by the fact that she. Are they going to support that? Because they don't love. It's interesting because a lot of the people online are not fans of Jag on Twitter, mm-hmm. but are fans of Suri. So, dude, they flip and like Suri, like Jag now? This might be good for Jag. So, two votes for Matt, four votes for. I'm sorry, two votes for Matt, five votes for Jag. Is that what you're thinking, Code?
Yeah, I think blue went Jag. So then Bowie's going to be last. Bowie's going Jag too. Yeah, so it's going to be 5-2.
Yeah, that's a the Jag vote.
Mm-hmm.
4-3 Jag wins is what most of the chat's saying.
4-3. Who's the third? Who's the three?
Blue?
So
maybe Felicia blue, guys?
Suri.
I will tell you, I do think Jag's going to win. But I will tell you, Jag almost cost himself $700.
Yeah, Jag really almost cost himself there. Because I'll tell you, right?
I get a chance to talk to him. And I've been a fan of Jag all season. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've talked to his brother a few times and the DMs on Instagram when he's hit me up.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for them to reveal this secret. All right.
That was not.
Are we going to be right back? Do we have somebody joining us?
Yeah, we might have someone joining us right now after this break. You guys might know this person.
Just let me know because I'm going to switch the scene.
Yep.
But, yeah, so I do think. If the game was if Matt was able to articulate a little bit more in his questions, I think Matt would have won it. I think he lost it in his questions, but gained it in his final speech, and Jag's final speech kind of hurt him.
Hey, let's take a quick break and let's take a quick break to set that scene up for this.
Yep.
All right, you guys might know the guy. Is he on the screen right now? I can't even see. You guys might know this person because we wanted to end the show, the season, the winner's circle with a bang. He's not someone we see often in the Big Brother circle. Without further ado, one of the greatest players of all time, if not the greatest player of all time, Dan Giesling. What up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're going to get right into it because you're a busy man. What did you think of those final speeches, bro?
I mean, this is because I turned on the finale. I haven't watched anything. And, like, I got two things to say. One, this is the first time I tuned in Big Brother. I'm like, okay, these people feel like strangers. Because I just haven't watched, like, I haven't watched any of it. But
yep.
I will say, like, I'm just going to come at it with, like, the old neighbor over the fence, like an old dude, like back in my day. I think I'm against jury management. I think what it's called now is ego management. Because it's like, back in the day, it's like, people didn't care like if they got. But now it's like a different era. And I feel like that just kind of hit me in my older age. I just turned 40. I'm like, you know, it's like, if you take the L, like, you still got to vote for the best player. But I just don't think that's the game anymore. So with that being said, like, because I heard what you guys were saying about, like, Jag is, like, torching the jury, and I'm like, I like that, man. Like, yeah. I got you out. Now give me your vote and give me the money. I would like to see it go.
We were talking about it. Do you think he wins after that?
You know, I don't. In modern day Big Brother, it's like, you. It's nice, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And that's okay. Games evolve, you know?
Bro, I will say you were like that. Like, you loved kind of like dragging it out, cutting like. Season 14 was just like full. When I got to watch season 14, it was like, bro, Dan is fucking ruthless, ready to do he's got to do.
Cody, you weren't even alive when Big Brother 14 came out. That was like 100 years ago.
No.
I will tell you this. I don't want to say it too long. I was this close to calling you before I left. But I didn't know. But
no, but it's honestly, sure, it's good to kind of do your own thing and just go. Like, you don't need to talk to anybody. You know what you got to do. I cannot wait. We should just stay away from it until talk about it.
So who's gonna win? I mean, let me. Is it Nice Brother? Or is it Nice Brother ending or is it Big Brother ending? Who do you think? You guys.
The win. I thought he almost cost himself the game with that final speech, but I think he murdered him so much in the questions that I think before that those speeches were given, he had the votes.
And because I didn't watch, can you tell me how Suri made it this far? Like, is it her or is it people didn't know who she was? Because to me, that was like, I follow on Twitter a little bit just because I'm so intrigued by her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how is she still alive? You know, because she had a chance, right?
It's a very popular conversation, Dan Giesling.
Yeah,
it's a very popular conversation. Some say she's potentially the best Big Brother player to ever go in the house. Some say she kind of got to the end because no one viewed her as a threat. Yeah. But it depends on who you talk to. Yeah. It's probably somewhere in the middle where I think she's such a good social player, and her awareness of people's behaviors and how to manipulate them is just next level, coupled with the experience of playing on 7 shows. She's in the big leagues, you know?
Yeah. And you know what happened to her, bro? She had an army of soldiers surrounding her. And then people started being like, yo, Sari is the one moving all the pieces around. Let's clip everybody and make her like a non-threat. And then she just was like there in the game, viewed as a non-threat, and just kind of kept going. But early on, it was like, dude, she had soldiers around her that were just dogging people, and they were like running through it. But she got caught early on.
Well, cool. Well, guys, let's do like at some point, let's do like a, you know, an actual sit down. I know the show's coming back on, but I just want to pop in and, we've been trying to connect, but keep doing what you guys are doing.
Appreciate you, Traders. Dan, thank you so much for coming on. We want to talk to you about Traders when we can.
Later. Soon. All right. See you guys.
All right. So guys, that was a little shout out. That was a little surprise for you. We were working on that. I talked to Dan earlier in the day. He's a busy man. He's got kids. We all know how that is. So yeah, that's what we do here on the Winner's Circle. We pull the greats out of retirement. We get them on the show.
You know what one of my favorite things is that I just heard from Dan? And it kind of makes me like want to get fired the fuck back up and just be like, I'm tired of this nice patty cake stuff that we watch on the show from now on. It's like Dan is literally just came in cutthroat and was like, I'm sick and tired of how nice everybody has become. It's like, Jag, I want that. Call everybody out. Tell them all the blood that's on your hands. Because that's what he was like. And that's why people loved him. So let's bring it back, man. Let's bring it back on Big Brother. God, that was awesome. That was so cool to have him come in here.
Cameron's just learning this now. You heard what she just said? She's like, I was surprised to learn that Cameron on the outside was like the hero of the season.
Oh, damn, because Nicole was out and got to see social media and all that stuff. Dude, AFP, is it going to be Cam?
by the way, real quick, while we're listening to this, Dan Giesling was just in the chat, and we didn't even move up 100 likes. Guys,
what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
1,800, 700.
Dude, shout out to my pops right here. Paul Calafiore, that was effing awesome. Getting Dan on here, get my dad so fired up. That was really awesome that he popped in here. Just to say what's up.
We're going to get X on right after the AFP. We'll get his final take on this.
Yep, we're going to get X's final take.
We got two of the greats on the show. They're going to be shocked by this.
We got Bowie. Hey, Bowie Jane coming after you in America.
Jeez, I would never guess that.
Who thought she was 35? Yo, Felicia right now is killing me. Oh, bro, people are going to go nuts to this. No. Just that this is where the Sari Jared thing gets announced. To Denzel Washington. Yo, Denzel is the greatest actor of all time. Easy.
He's the man.
He's literally the guy. Oh. Ew, bro. Ew, bro. That's foul.
Oh my God, that was the best answer.
Ew, bro. Ew, bro, shave your mustache, Corey, for the love of God. Shave your stash, dude. Look at Sari still playing the game right now.
It's Bowie Jane.
This is crazy.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Dude, this finale's good.
Yeah, this is a good finale. This is a really good finale.
There's a lot of emotions in this one.
Yeah, this is really cool.
I was worried about 2 hours, but they did.
She goes, no wonder I couldn't break through that. Felicia says that to Jared. She's like, I signed up for this stupid fucking show, and you told somebody else?
He's lucky Blue is loyal.
Yo, are they going to be a thing?
Yeah. It's a good couple.
Are they going to be a thing? Are they going to be a thing after the show?
Whoa, it's a kid's show.
It's a Q-tip. A breast Q-tip? What does that mean? How is that a good luck charm?
I missed that joke.
I don't get it. Did we miss something on the live feeds? All right.
Do we do the AFP poll right now?
Yeah, let's definitely do AFP. Because all right,
so
I think...
I can only pick five, so I'm going to do Sari, obviously.
It's got to be Sari, Cameron...
Guys, hit me in the chat. I don't know if people are going to say Cameron in the chat. Let's see. But I agree with you. I think, like, TV liked him because he was, like, entertaining. But I got Sari for one, guys. Give me some more. We're going to see who the majority is.
Cameron's got to be. Cameron's got to be in the running.
I think so. I think Cam's in there. Who else?
Now, do you think the Sari Survivor fans will be enough to get her America's favorite?
Matt for sure. Who else do you see, Code?
So somebody's saying Sari, Corey, Matt. I'm seeing Matt. I'm seeing Cam. I'm seeing Matt. I'm seeing Cam. I'm seeing Matt. I'm seeing Felicia. I mean, I'm seeing Matt a ton, bro. Sari, Cam, and Matt are the three that I'm seeing a lot. All right,
so I'll give me one more that you think, Code. You go with it. What are you going to go on, America?
Yeah, let's go America. Let's go America.
She had a lot of – I think Felicia could be in there too.
I think Felicia could definitely be in there.
She might be top three, but I think you're right. I think those three that we had are the three. I couldn't get them all in there.
Carlos goes, I voted for Cameron, like, a lot.
Listen, I'll say this. If we have a runaway in this one, I'll do another poll. If you guys are like, no, you're missing someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think this is our three.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the way you guys are voting.
Someone said Team Heisum. Now, I think...
Oh, like pre-jurors? No, pre-jurors.
Yeah, I think it's too hard. Guys, like, I think you got to understand, like...
When, TV people are voting, too.
Yeah, and when people are watching the show, the people that are lasting longer, like Sari went to Final Five. Sari got voted out like a week to 2 weeks ago. People still love her. Like, she lasted so long. Matt lasted a really long time. Cam had a
who's your pick, Cody?
Huge stretch. I'm almost certain the top two are going to be Cam and Sari. And I just don't know how the Survivor following is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that's going to be for Sari.
Sari's winning. And I'm going to tell you she's winning because... She narrated a lot of the season.
Yeah.
Dude, she had a lot of the DRs.
Have you ever heard? So I saw Taryn posted something on social and he said that there's a poll that goes on that has been right every time outside of last season.
And who
about
that
like
say
the top win? Three. And I saw him post that and was like, I'll reveal the results. And then I never saw it. Let me check. Let me go check in to see if Taryn posted it.
Because guys, there's a lot of history.
Did anybody see that from Taryn?
Somebody hit us with it. Because listen, there's something that needs to be acknowledged here right now. Okay? We've seen a lot of history tonight. But the ultimate history has yet to be made. But it might be. We may have an outside house guest. For the first time ever from day one.
Wait, say that again. You kind of cut out of my head.
Well, did we say it on here?
Wait, say that again, bro. Say it again.
What I'm saying, I might make history right now. By picking the winner and the winner of AFP. On night one.
You pick Sari for AFP?
I'm trying to remember if I said it on the feed or on the show or with you, but I knew that Sari was going to win AFP. But that's not a big guess, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, like no. I see exactly what you're saying, but still, I mean.
So it's not a big pick, but if I pick winner and AFP, I mean, come on, that's pretty good.
But the AFP, I mean, bro, it's really impressive that you picked... Okay, let's see. Did he ever post it?
All right, I'm going to end this poll. 40% of you said Sari with Cam in a close second, but Matt's right behind him. Let's see who's about to win Big Brother 25.
I think it's going to either be Sari. So everybody said Sari. I mean, it was really close between Matt, Sari, and Cam. People could have voted for Matt thinking that Jag was going to run away with it too, bro. Like, it's very possible.
By the, another real quick, 1,800 people in here right now. Thank you.
We love that. Who was that?
Okay, 1-0.
I didn't even see the first one. Felicia. Let's go. 1-1.
There we go. And now Sari's going to be... I'm not looking at the chat right now, guys, because you're ahead of us.
Yeah.
For Matt.
Dude, that's gonna four...
be, that might be it for Matt.
Yeah, very well might be it. For Jag?
Yep. Yep, she voted for the... She went with statistics. And
2-2.
I respect that, because she doesn't really love...
Blue, here we go. This is where it'll be. It's going to be 5-2, that's yeah. Game. There you go, that's what you said.
That's game.
Yeah. Here we go.
Him and America voting together, obviously.
Jag, 750,000 in the bank.
Congratulations, Jag.
750 in the bank.
Very well deserved, buddy. Very well deserved.
Yeah, that was buddy. That was a wild, wild
game.
And he
went with the harder pick.
And he didn't mention how he brought Matt to the final two. He didn't mention his amount of comp wins, which kind of...
Somebody's saying they can't hear me. You can hear me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And I can see, and I could see it in the bottom that I know it's coming into the stream. Yeah, don't even worry about it. Derek called it again.
Yeah, but Jag played a great game, man. I think he's a well-deserving winner. From start to finish, he started off really bad. He wasn't in the front running position.
No, we were talking about it early, right?
He was. I thought he was a goner. And to be fair, he did get evicted, but he came back. But this is the new modern Big Brother where twists play a factor. And he
bro, crazy twists. Crazy twists, right?
He convinced Matt to save him. So he's got the W, and I give him a lot of respect for taking the harder win in the end,
yeah,
knowing that he could lose, and just really coming in prepared with those speeches. So very well deserved, Jag. Congratulations, right, buddy.
Do you want X to hop on now or after AFP?
Hop him on. Get him on.
They're going to do AFP.
Get him on here right now. Let's do it.
And yeah, once he joins, I'll transition right to the other one that I had.
Another great winner.
When they return, let's go. Get him in here. How you doing?
Surprise from the BB Universe.
Surprise from the BB Universe.
All right, guys. Well, listen, from now on, I'll be charging for my pick for your local Big Brother pools.
This is wild.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Don't sleep on the kid, bro. 2-for-3. Impressive. Really impressive. You know what? I'm actually going to switch us over to this scene because it's like, it is what
and
it is.
And by the way, I picked you to win. I don't know if that counts.
3-for-4.
I mean.
3-for-4. You vocalized it. So you're 3-for-4.
That's pretty good.
3-for-4. Once he jumps in, he's going to be right here. So hopefully he knows that.
Well, you're running. This is a little behind the scenes. You were running into some glitches with Dan, right? But it seemed like it worked good.
No. So what it was that I think it's because I had it on a separate screen, scene. I couldn't size up to make it look in the scene that
it
I created.
Great. I could see it on YouTube.
So then I just switch it. And here we go. We got X in the building.
Let's go.
Show us your chest.
Let me give you a quick introduction. Another Big Brother legend. Another winner. One of the first $750,000 winner. Xavier, you're with us. Get right into it. What are your thoughts? Break it down for us.
Damn, that was quick.
Yeah, welcome.
Honestly, Jag, congratulations. That's crazy. He made history. I want to give him his credit. I really thought going into it, I think Matt was someone that people wanted to vote for, but I truly think those questions persuaded a lot of the jurors. I said it on my IG story. Last week when someone asked me, if Matt loses, what happened? I said either one, Jag was going to cut him. And I think at the time it was final four, final five. Or two, he goes to final two with Jag, and Jag is able to better articulate his gameplay than Matt. And that's exactly what we saw happen.
Oh, yeah.
Cut and dry. I think people wanted to vote for Matt, but when it came to his ability to articulate his game and separate his game from Jag, he just couldn't do it. And ultimately, I knew Felicia and Sari had voted for him just based off their responses, but after that, I was like, Corey maybe, but it's really, it's looking like the rest of the jury was probably Jag's crushing these questions. I do think Jag maybe went a little strong.
As we said.
But I thought he might have lost it, bro.
I was nervous, and I'm not even in jury. I was like, whoa.
That could have went bad.
Huh?
That could have went bad.
Yeah, that was where I was like, yo, Matt's throwing you a layup, and you about to just get stuffed on the dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
don't like say what you did, own it, love that, but don't kind of like spit in the jury's face a little bit, like,
yeah,
just articulate what you've done, take it. But you got to remember, these people vote for you.
X, so I'm gonna cut you off real quick because I want to see what your futuristic skills are. Who wins AFP? Give it to us quick, they're about to announce it.
I think Felicia.
Felicia, Cody, who do you think?
What?
No way. I say I don't think anybody's gonna be able to beat Sari.
Sari, I'm saying Sari as well. You're saying Felicia for real, X?
Honestly, I think Felicia's gonna be top three. I probably think Cam's gonna be top three. And
50 extra G's.
And I think Sari would be the third one.
Okay, let's see who wins. We're gonna watch it right now. You're staying with us on this one. Let's see, here it is. We're a couple seconds behind.
Three man Cam, bro. We said it right in the poll.
Sari, Matt, and Cam. So Cam must have won.
Cam! Oh,
Cam
my
wins
goodness.
It.
Cam won it.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Damn, bro.
So listen, what does this tell us, guys? All three of us, what does this tell us? Twitter is a very small portion of the Big Brother viewership.
Yeah.
It doesn't represent the 3 or 4 million people that are, wow, that are actually watching.
That is
Oh, good for him, man. Good for him.
You know, I know, wow. So
insane, right? Insane.
Even better than winning, probably, other than the money.
Yeah, because
hang on.
Because, like,
yeah. I mean, I said for a second. For a second.
Everyone in the house is wondering, like, you always wonder, like, how am I being perceived by the outside world? So when you win AFP, it gives you some sense of, like, okay, people like
validation, like, oh, I was liked. Oh, I didn't, you know, I didn't say anything stupid. No, not everybody hates me. I'm not going to come out and be canceled. Oh,
yeah.
It's like a relief.
I know for Cam, that feels good because I know, doesn't Cam have a daughter?
Yeah.
Yep. He's got a daughter.
So yeah, like coming out, he's probably wondering, like, am I being a good role model for my daughter? Things like that. So
totally.
That he wins AFP,
I can relate to that.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? Again, it becomes like the underdog story. That person always is gaining the votes of the live show viewership. Like, Cam had the underdog story. Everybody was targeting him. He kept winning the veto. Then he got sent home.
Oh, hey, Cody, listen
back.
To this. Something's happening right now.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Something's happening here?
Xavier's reaction to that right there was hilarious. He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, Frankie's back.
Frankie!
They're out.
Make him go back in the house. Make them all go back in the house.
This is unique.
So they were the three that they brought on early
they
that like, sent the house.
They did the laser thing at the beginning of the season, right?
Here we go.
That looks like what do you call those things? Is a what do you call those things you stick up your ass?
A butt plug.
I was gonna say that.
That's well, you just said the things that you
the
stick
thing
up your.
That you
ass.
Stick up, you know, medication.
Oh. Hang on.
They brought the laser back.
The laser's back.
That looks like the thing that was in Dr. Evil's. Never mind.
Looks like the thing was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
You know exactly what.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right,
something's
here we go.
Gonna happen. This is crazy that this is how they're ending the show. Chike, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you a lot, buddy. And yeah, he made history. Do you think there'll be an all-winners season? No, I do not. Let's see what they say. Also, is it reverting back to the way the house once was?
So they're just fixing the house, I'm assuming?
Oh, it's a holiday theme. What's happening?
Reindeer.
Uh-oh. New house guests. I love this. Christmas, baby.
Yeah.
It's here. Oh, nine house guests. Nine house guests.
Honestly, I like the drip.
I like the drip.
I'll take those onesies.
Hey, listen, we'll end it on this. Well, not the episode, but we'll end that part on this. Who doesn't love Christmas? Right? We all love Christmas.
Everybody loves Christmas.
Reindeer games.
So wait, Julie's making an announcement now.
Oh! Jordan!
Oh! Sari, welcome back to Big
Brother. Yeah, right? Right?
Probably it might be Cam, right?
Could be America's favorite?
No, I think they go with, I think they probably go with like,
Who do they go with from this season?
I don't know, actually. I'm kind of clueless about that one. Wow. So how many players did they say, guys? Nine?
Yeah, there were nine nine numbers.
Nine players and then three elves. Okay. Well,
I think Julie just said one of them's going to be able to compete too.
One of them is the house guest. One of them is definitely in the house.
Who are they picking from this group? The only person that they could pick would be Suri. The only person.
Oh, you think they pick Suri?
It has
if
to
she
be
wants
Suri.
To come.
Yeah, if she wants to go back, which, but then again, she may be out there.
But do you also think that like producers aren't looking at it now, going, well, who's the most popular player this year?
Yeah, that's fair.
Cam. And by the way, Cam, I do think against any competitor from previous seasons could compete.
Yeah,
he could. Yeah. Doesn't matter physical or mental. He can give some.
Hold
of the
on,
best
we're getting a little.
Past.
We're getting some right here.
What's up?
Reindeer games.
Big Brother Reindeer games.
Damn.
Oh, they're doing a little promo. Oh.
Yeah, they're doing a little promo right there.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, what do we think in the chat? Reindeer games. Do we love it? Do we hate it?
Everybody's going to be dressed in onesies the entire time, wearing the reindeer things on their head.
All right, let's go back to the season and wrap this up.
Okay?
Xavier, I'm going to throw it to you first. What's your takeaway from this season with the winner, the AFP? Just overall summarize it as eloquently? Am I saying
eloquently?
Right?
Eloquently.
As eloquently as you can do it. What do you think about the season in summary?
The season was...
X, talk a little bit louder, bro, because I think it's just tough. I'm looking at the volume here.
Yeah. I would say overall the season was just interesting.
Interesting, okay.
It was long. It was definitely long. 100 days is a long time to be spending time in that house. I cracked after 85. Jag winning, I mean, he had his hand in a lot of what was going on for the second half of the season. Now, granted, he was voted out early in the season, I'm sure – he's never going to hear the end of that on Twitter.
But, never.
I mean, ultimately, he went back in the house. He did what he needed to do to make it to the end, and he won. He was very prepared for those speeches. He did what he needed to do. I can't hate on that. I would say that kind of sums up the season.
What do you think now as a player who's played the game and also experienced social media, and we always talk about how social media influences the game, what do you think about these results in comparison to what you've probably seen on social media? And the
results of the game or the results of the AFP voting?
The results of the AFP voting and the fact that the person who won was, let's be honest, if you're going off Twitter, wasn't that nobody wanted him to win, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the dichotomy?
The results of Jag winning, I would just say, I mean, like social media, the fans, they want to be entertained. That's just kind of what the fans want. And they're also going to have favorites who they want to see win the game. So when their favorite doesn't win, or if they feel like someone plays a game that they don't like, they're just not going to be happy. And like I've experienced that, Cody, I'm sure you have. Derek.
Oh yeah,
sure you
have, absolutely.
Like, as a winner, you're going to have people who like your win or are happy that you won. You're going to have people who hate it. Jag's going to see what that's about when he comes out. But like, ultimately, whatever you did to make it to those final two chairs and then win should be respected.
Facts.
It might not have been pretty. It might not have been flashy. It might not have been, you know, super entertaining, or maybe it might have been all those things. But like, ultimately, if you win, there's something to be said for that, because this is not an easy game to win. As we heard Cerise say earlier in the year, she's been on The Traitor, Snake in the Grass, Survivor, and now Big Brother. And she said Big Brother was, did she say Big Brother was the hardest?
Hardest.
One.
Hardest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardest one.
So like, there's something to be said about someone getting to the end and winning. As far as the AFP voting, and this would just be for social media fans in general, like remember that these people are human.
Yeah.
They're on camera 24/7. They're going to make mistakes. I can guarantee a lot of you fans on social media, if we were to peel the curtain back on a lot of y'all.
100%, bro.
A lot of y'all probably get canceled. but like, you know, so just remember that they're human. They're going to make mistakes. They're still learning. Like, I learned from my season. I made mistakes, and I learned, and I feel like I'm a better person for it. Just give them time to grow and learn from their mistakes. We're all human. We're all just trying to go through life and do the best that we can with the circumstances we're given. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, but yeah,
well
that's
said, bro.
Kind of what I got from that. And it also shows that, you know, there's two sides. There's things you see on social media, and then there's things that you're not seeing.
No, yeah. I agree, and I think we can say, I think a lot of people who are voting aren't necessarily watching the live feeds. They're just casuals. They're just watching it Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever nights it is. And that's what makes Big Brother great, because everyone has a voice. They can all vote and find out who they think is the best person to win. But I'm sure, like you said, there'll be some fallout. We haven't had a chance to be on social media yet, so I'm sure there'll be some fallout. Listen, Xavier, always a pleasure having you on here. Thank you for joining
Absolutely
us. We know you're a busy man.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on the engagement, by the way, for anybody
yes, sir.
Who doesn't already know, and I think everybody knows. But we appreciate you. We love you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to y'all soon. Y'all be smooth.
All right, bro.
Later.
All right, bro. Later.
So, first off, love X. He's great.
The man.
Very intelligent guy.
The man.
Smooth talker.
He's
a great player.
I love he just like rolls in here shirtless. Dog.
Shirtless.
Chain out. Dog. It kind of makes me want to take my shirt off.
Yeah, what? I mean, listen, you got to, you know, got to do it.
Hey,
Cody, I'm going to throw it to you, brother. What what's your takeaway from the season? We can wrap it up. We basically covered it here. We got a lot of people still in the room right now. What do we have in the room right now? 2,000 people, the most we've ever had.
Yeah.
In the
this
room
is awesome.
At one time, I think. What's your takeaway from the season? What's your take on the finale? Any and your final thoughts?
My takeaway from the season is, you know, watching this season, I think I finally, you know, I went back on All-Stars. Watching 23 was like the excitement because it was the first season that we did the winner's circle. Then the next season, we brought Tiffany on. This season had its ups and downs. I will say that I loved the ups and downs. I loved the beginning. The beginning was very entertaining, very incredible. When you had Heisman in there, when you had Izzy in there, it was amazing. It took a little bit of a lull, but this finale kind of brought it all together. It was very heartfelt in a lot of ways. Seeing, you know, the secret be revealed and seeing Jared and Sari embrace, which was something that they were never able to do. That was pretty awesome to see. Seeing Jag kind of stick it out with Matt and then being rewarded with the win was really amazing. So it was a great finale. I'm really excited. And most importantly, everybody that has been in here, we've never had shy of like 1500 people in this live, which, to be honest, as someone that did the live streaming, that is not easy to do week in and week out. And so that you guys jump in here with us every week, you guys are interactive in the chat, there's donations that come our way, like, I can't thank everybody that's in here enough, because if we didn't have you guys, this wouldn't be something that we were jumping on to do every Thursday. Because like Derek said, we have crazy busy schedules, and you guys make us be like, we have to tough it out. And so this entire season and every season that we continue doing the Winner's Circle is all for you guys. I absolutely love all of you that come in here. And I really appreciate everybody that comes in here a lot.
I echo that. As far as the season, you know, I always say the person who wins is the one who deserves to win that season, because whatever that narrative was for that season, they found a way to harness that and make and get them the W. And I think you're right. Jag took the harder road to get there at the end, and ultimately it paid off for him. He was very well prepared. I think, like Xavier said, there's going to be a lot of conversation after the fact. Should he have won? Should he have, you know, should he be in that position because he was already evicted? At the end of the day, he won. And nobody can take that away from him. He's a champion forever now, and that's the end of the story on that. As far as AFP, you know, we've known this for a while. You don't only have to go to, like, television versus Twitter. Just go to Instagram versus Twitter, and you see the difference in characters that are on those platforms and how they speak. And because of Twitter offers a lot more anonymity, and there's a lot more – I mean, hurt people hurt, you know what I mean? Like,
that's totally
what they do. So – and when you have that anonymity where you can create these fake profiles and fake names, you're more able to do that. Where Instagram and stuff, it's a little harder. So you see differences of opinion between the two. And I do think that most people who watch Big Brother are just casuals who watch it, to watch the episode three times a week.
Yep.
Most people aren't dedicated enough or don't have the time to get on every day and watch the live feeds. We see some people, even like Hamster Watch, shout out Hamster Watch, you know, who comes in season, Dingo comes in there season every season and covers this show every single day. And I've talked to them and they're even exhausted about it. Like, it's very hard to do to stay that committed. So overall, I agree with you. The finale was great. I thought the finale was entertaining from start to finish, all the way up to the point where we're left on a cliffhanger of the new season of Big Brother that we're going to have. It's shortened season.
The reindeer games.
The reindeer
games. It's not Big Brother. It's called the reindeer games. Everybody's going to have hooves.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be crazy. And, you know, we'll see who's on that season. We'll see who's playing. We're going to be as interested to find out as you guys are.
Little holiday special is kind of cool.
I love
it. It's like something that we've never gotten before.
I love it. And we know three people who probably aren't going to be on it. Frankie, Brittany, and Danielle. Because they didn't announce everyone else. I don't think they would announce them if they were there. But maybe they're going to throw
it out. It's very possible. It's very possible.
And you're going to have someone from this season on there as well. But yeah, my final words are simple. Just like,
I want to know, like, who do you think that could be from this season?
We're gonna get clipped so hard, so I'm not gonna say a word. I don't know who. I'm looking forward to it though.
So also, I saw some people asking in the chat. Oh yeah, you guys like my antlers. So we didn't get any emails about the interviews. So what I'm assuming is that we're gonna be interviewing the final two and America's favorite. I want to say, I don't know. It might be tomorrow. Like, we actually don't know. Like, I genuinely don't know. So be on the lookout for our interviews, because whether we get the interviews or not, I got to be honest. I've been talking to some people in Cam's camp. I would love to talk to Cam. Derek's been talking to Jag's brother. We would love to talk to Jag. So we're going to at least try to have those two. Maybe get a little bit of a longer interview versus like the 6 to 7 minutes that we normally get. But if not, if that's the best that we can do. We also fully understand that when people come off this show, their minds are scrambled eggs. Like, we've experienced it. And so we understand, like, it's very difficult and people want to get back to their family. So we may take a second. We're going to put episodes out through the month of November. And that's going to be it for us. But I just don't know. So be on the lookout, guys. And if you haven't done so already, turn on those notifications so that you see when our episodes are coming out and you guys can jump right all over it.
Yeah. Shout out Annie for the shout out for Criminal Coffee and Crime Weekly. I appreciate you. And then Alexandra G, you've been in here every single week.
Yeah.
Great streaming. She writes, thank you. No, thank you. And that's my final words, guys. Yeah. Appreciate you being here. Like Cody just said, right now we have 2,000 people in the room. This is my first time really doing streaming, but I know that's not a small amount, especially for Big Brother. So to have you guys here with us every single week and to have that consistency, it's the reason we come back week after week. So we appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. Be good to each other. Life is short. And we will see you soon with these interviews whenever they come out.
Yeah, guys, we appreciate everybody this season to another incredible season. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope we did everything. Hope we had a little bit of fun here. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.